How's it going?
Yeah, I'm alright, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Tired as it's Friday. This seems to be part of the course on Fridays, but
it's a long weekend.
Yeah, I know. That's good. Are you going to get the whole 3 days off, do you think, or are you going to work a bit?
I'm going to be cycling Monday and Tuesday. Not Monday and Tuesday, what am I about? Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And then car boot sale for Click Sergeant on Monday, I think.
Oh, which is
like a whole day's work anyway. It's probably harder than a whole day's work. The car boot sale doesn't start till 1 o'clock, but everyone, all the sellers turn up about 10 to get their like regular spots and stuff.
That's good. That's funny. Yeah. So are you, marshalling or something, or are you selling stuff?
No, selling stuff, yeah. So we get people to donate the stuff they don't want, and then we sell it on behalf of Click Sergeant and donate the money.
Cool. So. I bet they do quite well, those things.
It's all right, yeah. You can make a couple of £100. You can make more money just standing in Morrison's with a change collection thing for a few hours.
Yeah.
But you can only do that every so often, right? So
yeah,
can't do that every week, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's good fun, actually. It's all right. I enjoy it.
Good.
And the money is going toward that we raise is going towards the Land's End to John O'Groats fundraising total. So
yeah, that's good.
That's good for my fundraising efforts, I guess.
Definitely, yeah. Oh, actually, that reminds me. My little to-do item to go and sponsor you has popped up again, and I haven't done it yet. I'll do that today.
You've got till September. It's okay.
Oh, okay. I've got plenty of time.
If you want.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting corporate sponsorships, actually, if Kids Club HQ want to sponsor me, and I'll wear a jersey with Kids Club HQ on it.
Oh, it depends how much they're going for.
Yeah, I won't tell you. So it's got to be a decent amount for me.
Yeah,
to
I think it might be out of my budget, but
to go and if you need cycling jerseys and get them printed and stuff. But yeah, if anybody in bigger companies is interested, who listens to this by accident, then
if you need the someone to start off the auction bids, I'm happy to do that. But I might not be there at the end though.
You might be the only one.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Well, what have you been up to? It's only been a week or so, hasn't it?
So
we're going to try and make this weekly now, if we're just going to do it more ad hoc?
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should try and make it weekly and maybe batch two or three up at once rather than to release them. What do you think of that?
It depends. I'd rather do it weekly, but it all depends on your schedule, ability to be able to get it done, I guess.
Yeah. All right, we'll see how it goes. If I can manage to get them out within a week, that'd be fine. I had a bit of hassle last week. I ended up working quite a bit of the weekend, and then the beginning of the week was tough, so I didn't get it done until Wednesday. So,
well, we can see about getting someone else. They're not supposed to need much editing, are they, and what have you?
No, it doesn't, to be honest. It's only like half an hour or so. I'll be able to do it. It's fine. It's just if there is a problem, it might end up being delayed, or I might put two together, that's all.
Mm.
So we'll just go with it weekly. And...
Good, good. Okay, cool. What have you been up to then?
Since last time, I was expecting to go out for a couple of beers with you last Saturday, but it never happened, did it? Because the thing got cancelled.
Cycling event got cancelled because of Storm Hannah.
Yeah, which wasn't that bad in the end, I don't think.
It was imbued.
Was it?
It was pretty horrific here, yeah. Maybe not there, but...
No, I mean, it was windy. Yeah. It was pretty windy, certainly, but it wasn't...
I was thinking probably the event, I assume they have to take insurance out, and I thought if there's a weather warning, whether their insurance would cover them if they went ahead with the event.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah, that's fair enough. No, but otherwise, yeah, I had I ended up working quite a bit of the weekend just on bug fixes, really. You know, the sorts of things where people want to be able to do something and they can't do quite what they need, so it's kind of fixing it up so that it would allow them to do that. Just one of the customers had something they wanted to do, and rather than, it's one of those where I could sit down and just do it for them, you know, in the database, but I thought, well, no, get it into the system so that anyone else that needs it.
Mm. Oh, cool.
So that's a good win. That's a good win, yeah. It's nice to get those in. And work. We had darts on Tuesday, outside of work, obviously, but that was good. Won our first game of the season, second game of the season.
Well, we've had a darts company come to us for a potential SEO, actually.
Have you?
Enough. Yeah, I'll tell you the name of the company afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not agreed or anything yet, so I can't really say it. But you might have heard of them. It'd be funny.
Yeah, probably.
Might be able to get some free darts.
No, that's all right. I've got my darts already. Your darts last a lifetime, generally.
Okay. Very good. Yep. Do they not have new innovations in dart technology, like carbon fibre?
They do. They
like
do
that?
Do stuff. To be honest, I'm not that into it to be that nerdy about it. But people generally change darts if they change the weight that they want to throw.
Right.
More than anything, you tend to find like the older boys that have been playing for donkey's years. It's certainly in the pub leagues anyway. They've got their old big packs of darts, and they they've just got them, you know, and they've had them for 40 years or whatever.
Christ, it's not like golf where you buy a new set of clubs every couple of years.
And... No. Well, the things that you do need are flights and shafts because they always get broken.
Right.
But they're like, you know, £2 for 500 or something stupid. It's not that many, but, you know, they're really cheap.
Mm.
So you don't miss all that. Anyway, God, unexpected turn of events talking about that. Yeah, so work-wise, it's been pretty standard week for me, really, I suppose. I've done lots of support work, but I've got a few bits of work on the bottlenecks as well to continue our ongoing theme.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm expecting to be able to release later today another feature which will take a bit of time off my, you know, a few items off my to-do list from the support point of view, which allows customers to then do it themselves.
Good.
Looking forward to that. I know you should never release things on a Friday, but...
I am, funnily enough, today as well.
Are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, some new testing stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, so you can test by country rather than at the moment you can just test by like all of the data in Search Console, but the tests you'll be able to like filter it by country now, which would be quite good. Mm. So people have been asking for it for about a couple of years and just been putting it off, but finally, well, because of all the bottlenecks are now cleared up, I've got there time to work on new features and stuff.
That's good stuff. What's the when you've got with the customers that you've got, do you notice, do they have lots of, what was I trying to say? Are they very multinational, you know, where you've got loads of different countries that they're ranking in or trying to rank in, or is it generally like accidental ranking?
I guess most of them do target a specific country. Even we've got some Canadian customers that want to filter out US and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, and I've got German customers, Scandinavian, but some of them like SaaS products aren't they? You don't know. Mm. Some of them are SaaS products that, are, you know, their language on their site and everything is English. So I guess they're not too fussed worldwide, as sanity check is.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's certainly some local UK companies that want to filter out, you know, kind of accidental US searches and stuff like that.
Right, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. I did a whole, not big release, but some new features released last week and then sent out a newsletter this week. And usually when I send out a newsletter, it leads to an increase in subscriptions. But this week I've just added them up now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 customers cancel, which is a loss of $214.
Oh no! I saw your tweet yesterday about a bad churn day.
Yeah, and then another customer's cancelled since then. I always think that way when you send out a newsletter. It can, you know, people who've almost forgotten that they're paying for the product or something. Yeah. It can remind them, go, oh bugger, I'm still paying for that. I've got to cancel it.
Yeah.
But usually it's gone the other way. It's prompted people who trialed it and, you know, it's perhaps missing a feature. If I go and add that feature and then they become customers, like, from what I can remember, every newsletter has led to an increase in MMR, monthly recurring revenue, not a drop. But this one has led to a drop. But hey.
Are you going to follow up with them to find out why? Since it's not that many, it might be worth it.
They will have to email me, to be honest. I'm a bit naughty. Right. I don't have an automatic cancellation button, so they do generally give a reason. It's anything from cost cutting, because SEOs, if they're an SEO agency or person, they generally have multiple tools.
Mm.
And sometimes you just realize how much you're paying for and, you know, you decide to cull one or two.
Yeah.
Another particular guy was getting out of SEO altogether. So I do have reasons and stuff. And there's another one around testing, they said they're taking a different approach, so I just want to find out what that approach is.
Mm.
They give reasons, which is interesting.
I guess you're always going to have sort of, for want of a better term, dead wood that's going to need to be cleared out from the system. It's better to have them not on there than, you know, complaining about it, I suppose.
That's true, yeah. I mean, historically, churn's been really low for the product, so to get 5 customers cancelled in a week is a you know, not a normal thing by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, just... one of those things, I guess.
Yeah.
But I did some interesting analysis this week.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Which kind of leads on to that. So I sent out, and I mentioned it last week, the Google Forms survey. Customer development one about what person do you think would be perfect for the product, where in the end they usually end up describing them themselves, and what features they would like to see added to the product, along with some of the questions. So I finally went through it all this week as I kind of like need to plan out the next stuff. And there were two kind of groups of bits and pieces. One was around, you know, keyword identification and tracking and stuff like that, and the other group of features were all around more of a hand-holding approach, so highlighting exactly what SEO changes and fixes need to be made to a site, really like doing the work of a consultant, I guess, if you were to employ a consultant but through a tool. And I was like, well, that second one seems interesting. But what I know there's three groups of people who use Sanity Check. There's SEO agencies, there's kind of full-time SEOs who are in-house, and then there's people like, I'll say yourself,
yeah,
and me as well, you know, like bootstrapping software people, one-person companies, who have to do SEO for their marketing stuff, but it's not really their core competency or their core business that they spend their time on. And I'd never actually gone through and analyzed and saw and checked out which revenue came from which stream, and the features were really identified into each stream as well. So the SEO agencies and professionals all wanted, you know, better reporting and keyword information and stuff like that. And the people whose SEO wasn't their core work or what they spent most of their time on kind of wanted the handheld approach,
which makes lots of sense when you think about it.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, I better check the revenue really to see, because if I end up building the stuff for one group and they're only a small part of the revenue, that's not really where I'm going to get, you know, the maximum return for putting time into those features. And it actually came out as 75% of the revenue is from SEO agencies and full-time SEO people, and only 25% from people that SEO isn't really their core time spent thing. And so it's kind of pointed me to spend more time, like I need to spend more time invested in the stuff for SEO agencies.
And that was your focus a little while ago, wasn't it? You changed that plan for them.
Yeah, so I did the agency plan. That fell on deaf ears again as well. So I'd had, like, leading up to announcing that, I'd been quietly suggesting it to agencies and had good take-up, but then sent an email out to everyone, to all the agencies, and then no one came back and was interested. people I had said previously quietly, they had bought it. So I've got six customers on that plan. But then since kind of announcing it to everyone else, no other agencies showed any interest. So yeah, but it's kind of led me, I've engaged with a copywriting person. Did I say that last week?
You mentioned that you were going to do, yeah.
Yeah, so finding out that 75% of revenue again is coming from agencies may lead us down a different route in terms of the copy on the site and the features that we highlight and things like that. And it's also going to change the direction in terms of the handheld holding stuff. Of it's more of an audit thing as much as anything, of saying you need this stuff on your page, etc. I'm going to veer away from that at the moment and spend more time on keywords and reporting and testing and the things that SEO agencies are interested in and full-time SEOs.
Yeah. Have you got any sort of quick 20, 30-second videos of showing the sort of data they could get or something like that?
No, and again, now I know that they're the things I need to create.
Yeah, that'd be quite cool, wouldn't it, having those sorts of things? So probably convert quite well.
Yeah, and even for case studies as well, now I know it would be better for me to go and get an agency case study or an in-house SEO case study rather than perhaps targeting the other group.
Yeah. And those, the price plan that you came up with, I seem to remember it was quite low for them, wasn't it, to attract them in, basically, so they can have multiple sites without paying a cost per site. Is that right?
Yeah, it was $99, and you can have as many standard sites as you want, which normally they're $10 each. But it's even more attractive now because I upped the price in this week as well. So standard is now $19. I think medium is $39 and large is $69. So now you can have as many, because still the $99 plan is there, but you can have as many standard sites, which are usually $19 each, as you want under your account for $99. So as long as you've got more than five sites, which most agencies have, it makes sense for those guys.
And when you say standard site, does that include all of these analytics, all of the reports and things that they'd want, or would that be extra for them?
No, so, well, it includes, it depends. It's limited how many tests you can create each
month.
Right,
okay, yeah.
It archives 1,000 keywords and URLs each day from Search Console. So each plan is limited in terms of how much you can do in each month. But yeah, I should be certainly interested. Like, I don't know why I'd never done that analysis before of finding out where the revenue came from in terms of which of those three groups. And I actually grouped the two groups together. So SEO agencies and full-time SEO professionals I kind of put together, in-house guys, because they're doing the same job. It's just whether they do it for one company or whether they do it for multiple. It's still their main focus of their day job, isn't it? So, but yeah, it's good. So I'm glad I did that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Disappointed about the churn, but at least I've got a strategy for the features I want to work on now. And
So you're going to focus on your own SEO then? So you're going to do copywriting and SEO to try and grow that, or have you got other marketing strategies planned?
So I guess the copywriting is more for landing pages.
Yeah.
which will, yeah, will help with SEO in theory, hopefully, as well. But I know I've got to do a whole lot of educational type content as well. I've not done any documentation for a long, long time, either written or words. And so I want to do a whole bunch of that again, which now helps me realize I need to focus on, you know, keyword mapping, targeting, ranking, tracking and testing and reporting to focus on that first out of all the features in Sanity Check. So yeah, lot to do.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But at least I feel like I'm not aimless now. I feel like I've got a kind of target to aim towards.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got, are you going to think about making it a product specifically for agencies so that you've got a much more sort of laser focus, or still make it open for anybody?
I think the marketing might be targeted at agencies and full-time SEOs, but yeah, it'll still be a product that's open for everybody.
Yeah.
Because it was interesting, like the number of customers was about the same, but the agencies and in-house SEOs just signed up to the much bigger plans.
Yeah.
Which made their revenue three times more.
So do you think it would be advantageous to just focus on the agencies and just forget about the others? Because you can imagine at some point you're going to get tempted to put in features that are just for those like me and you, you know, which I guess is useful for you as well, but it could be distracting, couldn't it?
Potentially, yeah. Like one guy did fill out the survey. Again, he runs an e-commerce site, but SEO isn't his main focus day to day. He said, you know, I'm on the verge of cancelling, so this could be another cancellation for next week.
Look forward to that. Yeah.
He was like, I need pointers of what to do on my site each day, well, not each day, but you know, pointers of what to fix on page stuff.
That's a different product though, isn't it?
It is now, and I could have gone this route if I hadn't done this analysis of where the revenue is going, because Robin, our good friend, he wrote a long, I would say, essay. He gave the most feedback, and this was the kind of thing he was asking for as well. And because he'd put so much effort into writing exactly what he wanted, I was kind of drawn to going, well, this is a route I should go. This guy spent so much time.
Yeah.
And you know, they say that perhaps you shouldn't listen to the users that shout loudest necessarily. That's not saying that Robin was shouting at all, because yeah. I know he listens to this.
Just waving his fist at you.
He had written the most, and so I could have fallen down the trap of following the path of the person who'd written the most, feedback and ideas and stuff. But it doesn't turn out that he's my biggest market at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think I can quite easily stay away from that auditing suggestion on page stuff, because it's such a big, it's a massive thing to try and do. There's lots of tools out there to do it already as well. But the fact it's not a feature that I can build in a week.
Yeah.
It'll be quite easy to stay away from it and focus on the other stuff. So yeah, I think the tool will still be useful for people like yourself, for Robin and so on. But the marketing, like the landing pages and stuff like that, may not be, you know, targeted to bootstrappers and so on.
Yeah.
Into the future.
Yeah. And the other thing that just occurred to me is whether your results are significant, really, because have you got enough customers to be able to say that that's a valid sort of result, you know, in terms, I mean, I know that you can obviously say you've got 75% that are agencies at the moment, but if you had a spurt of new customers over the next 3 months and you doubled your numbers, for example, do you think that would still be the same?
I think so, yeah. I think I've got 100 customers.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you have 200, you know, the numbers would be more, you'd be more secure in saying that. But like I said, I think the trend as well also of the SEO agencies take out the bigger plans, that's obviously more interesting as well, because it makes, you know, paid advertising more easier to do, because just the lifetime value of those customers is larger.
Yeah. Sounds like it's the way to go, doesn't it, really, from what you've found, is that they're your target market.
Yeah, and hey, if I go this way, I can always change tact in 3 months or 6 months. Like, I get all these features done anyway, like all the keyword stuff, and then be sat there and go, oh, well, I might do the auditing stuff now anyway. So.
Yeah, good stuff. Same. No, actually, cool. No, that's not right, because if you have got all that done, then you can spend all your time writing these educational articles that you're talking about.
Yes, yeah, well, it's kind of going to be, I think it's going to be done hand in hand, to be honest, because the education stuff is so lacking on the site now. It's pretty desperate. And I think, like you say, getting that written will help with the marketing, with SEO, as much as just helping trial people find out how to use the product and properly and so on to get the best value from it.
You could do it as a sort of documenting the feature as well as writing the article, you know, the explainer article for the people that want to know how to do it.
Yeah, there was an interesting I guess, well, this doesn't actually work with what I was saying potentially, but did you listen to Justin Jackson's podcast where they were talking about raising prices and so on?
Yeah, that one where they were having the debate about pricing.
Yeah, and Ben was saying about the target market. It was right at the end of the podcast, actually, and Ben was saying, Ben Orenstein, let me just get it up because I wrote it down in workflow. I think I did anyway. So he was saying, like, this is for Transistor FM and podcasting. He was saying about helping people achieve their goal job of getting, I don't know, I guess it's more listeners, but I put more organic traffic from Google. Aspirational SEO, double down on making them successful, double down on education and customer success, and teach them all the bits of SEO. Mm. So I guess that's where the educational stuff comes in. But that stuff would be more targeted towards perhaps your group, yeah. Where SEO isn't your job, and you need to learn about SEO and the things to do. But I don't know.
There's another thing though that that Justin Jackson's talked about before, and it's the jobs to be done idea, where you work out what your customers need to do. What they're trying to do with your product, you know, what job it is they're trying to get done that your product's going to help them with. You could probably come up with some of those that the agencies need to do. You know, what are the jobs that the agencies need to do? And then how can Sanity Check help them get that done better or quicker or whatever? And then that could be your article, you know, rather than...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I want it to be, as well as just a description of how to do stuff, like at the start saying why you should do this.
Yeah.
With the keyword stuff, it's like, well, if you're working on a retainer, you need to come up with new content ideas for your client every month. This is how you do it. You need to be improving the site in terms of rankings. You know, this is how you can set up tests to do that. Various bits and pieces like that, totally.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm quite excited about that. It sounds good fun. I'm excited because I don't have to do it all. I can just watch you do it and listen to it.
Well, yeah, report back next week.
Yeah. So do you have enough time then, do you think, to just get these things done and write articles and stuff? Or are you going to try to outsource a lot of it to this copywriter?
Well, no, the copywriting is just going to be...
landing pages.
Just landing pages and the email sequence as well for when you sign up. So yeah, I was going to ask, you know, because we get some feedback on the podcast and stuff, if anybody has outsourced documentation and that kind of stuff, if they can recommend anyone or...
I'm quite interested in that as well, because it's one of the things I need to get done is documentation. I literally have no time to do it at the moment. I sometimes manage to throw together an article, a knowledge base article about how to do something, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'd really like to do that kind of educational type stuff as well, but let's find the time.
You need to clone yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I do sometimes think about trying to just not get some investment or anything for the product, but take some of my own savings or whatever and invest it, you know, to try and get some of that stuff pushed forward.
That's kind of what I am doing, I guess, with the copywriting anyway, because I can take a salary or what, you know, enough to live off from the SEO consulting work I'm doing.
Yeah.
So the money that Sanity Check is generating, I can invest back into the product.
Yeah.
Which is useful. Good.
I'll mull that over a bit more. I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm going to be in a good place in the next sort of, maybe by the end of this month, with Eddie working on some stuff for me, which will be good to get out, and that will free up some time. I'm managing to pick off a few bits and bobs each week. There's smaller things that I'm managing to pick off each week, but they will save, you know, a little bit of time every week, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Just need to keep going, I think.
Yep, indeed.
Turn up every day, keep going.
Yeah. Have you thought about, you know, there's a new investment or funding model that Rob Walling and Tiny VC and other people have announced? You thought of that, or...?
I haven't really considered it. I've thought about it because obviously it's been around and he spoke about it at MicroConf last year, actually, in Europe. And to be honest, I'd rather spend my own savings than take some investment from someone else like that. That's my view on it at the moment. You know, I don't think it's for me, really. Mm-hmm. The whole point of doing it, really, is to build something that I can... I was going to say, like, the lifestyle business, but at the moment, you know, so busy that lifestyle idea is a bit out the window. But eventually the idea is to get to a point where I've got something which is an asset that, you know, brings in an income without me having to kill myself on it, you know. So that there's the dream. Still not there yet, but that's the aim. And I think if you have to then report to other people and other people have got a stake in that, I'm not sure it's for me. I know that the added money up front would give you a bit of runway to get to where you want to be quicker, perhaps. But yeah, I just don't like the idea of other people having, you know, a say in what's on, that's all.
Mm.
Yeah, just a personal thing, I think.
Yeah. Cool. That's me.
Great. Yeah, I've not really got anything else. Same old this week.
Got any new customers this week?
Yes, actually. So one of the embarrassing things we talked about previously is about the how I generally bring customers on the beginning of the month when I invoice everybody. Mm. So basically those customers that sort of went live in April all got invoiced on the 1st of May, and that was an extra 4 customers. So that's good. It bumps awesome. Up the MMR a bit. I did lose 2 as well, though. Yeah. I was going to mention that when you were talking about a bit of churn. So I'm not too worried about it. I spoke to them, and one of them has just stopped running clubs altogether. So it's like, you know, and she was singing the praises of the product and saying, you know, she was thanking us and everything, saying it's been great, but she's just decided to go a different way in career. And the other one is a bit more concerning because they felt that they didn't get the benefits they wanted from the product. But having spoken to them, I think it's the way they do things is that they didn't fully embrace it. They still did a lot of stuff manually rather than using the features in the product. And they've basically just gone back to
right.
So that's fair enough. You know, it's just the product wasn't right for them. So that's the way it goes.
Are they the first 2 that you've lost?
No, I've lost, off the top of my head, 3.5 years that the product's been going. So
right.
It's not many. I'm pretty pleased.
Well, I've done that in a week, mate, so you should be very happy with that.
Yeah. yeah, I'm pretty pleased. I mean, there are a few that sort of start getting onboarded and then decide that they don't want to go for it, which is fair enough. There's been 2 or 3 of those. But this is why I'm kind of not, despite slow growth, I'm not giving up on it, because the lifetime value seems to be pretty good. People stick around once they're in. So I'm sure if I can manage to get some proper marketing done and increase the number of people signing up, become something worthwhile.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. Enjoy the cycling.
You too. All right.
I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah. Cheers, Martin.
Cheers, Nick. Bye.
Bye.